Of anger and frustration, feel no past since my youth. Tears I've cried from wonders why I can't seem to get close to you. But at 25, ball fists soften up at the thought of your touch. A hug might cure years of pain because sorry will sadly never be enough. You said if given a chance again, you would do motherhood different. In fact, you wouldn't do it at all, feeling you weren't gifted in this position. But if African proverbs are true and it was me who chose you, given the opportunity again, there ain't a thing that I'd undo. I'd refuse to run away from my problems and ultimately suffer. I choose you in every life. I'd always choose you as my mother. I choose to teach you and love you, even if you can't see it. Cause mom, you're deserving of love, even if you can't receive it. Even though lacking love from you has been so detrimental, I choose not to forget. But I do choose to forgive you. I forgive you for when the words you said really took a toll. I forgive you for the many times you really hurt my soul. I forgive you when you gave space and I yearned for connection. I forgive you for having me feel abandoned throughout all my adolescence. I forgive you for not always being whole like the moon in her phases. I forgive you for not showing up to see me on some of my biggest stages. I forgive you for choosing yourself and who you chose to be. I forgive you for insecurities that sadly leaked onto me. Cause mom, I love you deep, deeper than any trauma you buried, more than any shortcoming, stronger than any burden you've carried. And mom, I don't forgive you for the sake of getting our relationship back. I forgive you to feel the hole that shows up in the women I attract. Receiving love makes me feel undeserving or too good to be true, wondering what they see in me worthy of love that just wasn't seen by you. And emotionally unavailable people are the ones I love the most, because it feels more familiar and I blame myself for why we can't be close. So I forgive you to move on and break these patterns in my life, praying our next ones together are better until we get it right.